Well, today we're going right to the top. We've got Emmanuel Lutheran Community CEO Jason Kronk. And I always set you up, Jason, because I just feel like you are a guy with vision, a real visionary for how things ought to be done. And we're lucky to have you at Emmanuel Lutheran. How are things at Emmanuel?
John, thanks so much for that compliment. I'll say that things are going very well. We keep pushing forward under this pandemic, but over 6 months into the pandemic, and you know, we've done pretty well. We currently have no residents who are showing any symptoms, who have tested positive. So we have no positives from our resident perspective, which we're just so thankful for. Our staff who are protecting themselves with PPE and protecting our residents, wearing the PPE every day during their work. And it's really, the results are paying off because we're required. We test our residents every week. We test our staff every week. And we've been really fortunate. You know, with the high spike of those positives in the valley right now, the Flathead Valley, I think, is representing 25% of the whole state's positive active cases. And, you know, given this spike, we're doing okay. We've created a protect and defend our resident kind of mentality, and it's working. We do have one staff person who tested positive last week, but she's home and resting comfortably and doing fine. So it's something that we're just day to day, week to week, because we have so many positives in the valley. CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, require us to test our employees twice a week. So we're going to start testing our employees twice a week until we see that positive rate go down. We're feeling pretty good. The soft spot in all of this has been visitations. You know, it's been very hard for our residents and for family members who can't see their loved one. And especially in our long-term care, in our retreat area, it's really been difficult because that's regulated from CMS, where they've said you can't have any visitors if you have anyone that's tested positive or anyone that's been in there. So we have, like I said, one staff person who tested positive. So we have to wait another week before we can begin having any type of visitation, which we're looking to do. We have new guidelines that have come out from CMS, and part of the guidelines are to allow families to have an opportunity to see their loved one under certain conditions. And so,
boy, that is good news.
Kind of loosening up. Yeah, it's loosening up a little bit. So,
you know, the dichotomy of this whole thing, Jason, is that young people are the ones who are coming down with COVID-19, but it's the older population that is at the most extreme risk.
Yeah, it is. It's the only thing we have is our immunity with this disease. Until there's a vaccine, that's the vulnerability. And many of the folks, especially in our long-term care, our post-acute care, already have compromised health conditions. And so, you know, to throw in this virus, which has no protection, it just really could be devastating. So, you know, we're just doing our best until we have a vaccine. And we now have testing that has been sent to all the long-term care locations in the state where we can, if there is someone that is showing symptoms, we have a machine that can test them quickly. We have 300 doses to test, I guess. And so that will help. If we do see something, we can maybe control the outbreak quicker with that type of deployment that the state has given us in our area and all of our long-term care areas. And I know that the hospital has been working to, their laboratory is going to be testing higher volumes of tests here in October. So right now, when we do our tests every week with our staff, we send them to Bozeman, and then if there's any positives, we have them sent to Helena to verify the positive. Well, now it looks like we'll be able to send those to our own hospital here in Kalispell. So we're very happy with the progress they're making to make this a better, quicker response time for those test results.
Well, ignorance is not bliss in this case. And yes, if we test more people, we're going to come up with more positives. There's just no two ways around that.
You know, when you're required to test, you know, twice a week, you have that opportunity. But we just don't want the virus to come in. So we're glad to test our staff to know that if there is someone that they just, you know, that's not showing symptoms, you know, just keep them out so they don't share that with any of our residents who are, like we talked about, most vulnerable.
Well, I set you up here, Jason, when I said you're a visionary for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and I believe you are, and I'm going to give you a chance to prove it right after this. When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting, with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. My guest today is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. And so I know I set you up all the time with this, but you never let me down. You are a visionary and you're seeing things that, I don't think the rest of us ever imagined when we first looked at Emmanuel Lutheran Home back in, 1952? I remember I was just a kid when this all got started.
You know, we continue to, as Emmanuel's been around since, 1957 when they opened the doors.
I guess it was 57,
Yeah, the organization continues to respond to our community's needs. And during this pandemic, we've had to look also inward at what we can do to be a better service to our community. And one of the things, there's a couple things that we're looking at. We're looking at some creative ways. Everyone's ordering meals online. And there's a new program out there that allows us to create a menu and a separate branded restaurant online. And when you go to search for your online, looking at the different restaurants, you can choose this restaurant and you can order your salad and we'll get the ticket in our kitchen. We'll produce the salad and then an Uber Eats or something picks it up and delivers it to whoever ordered it. So it's this new way of this virtual way of ordering. You don't go into the restaurant, you order your restaurant, but yet we're looking to set up this, what they call it is a ghost kitchen so that you won't even know it's really even coming from our kitchen. The branded, we'll have a different restaurant name and you'll just order that. It'll be something that we can execute. But it's another way that we can, look at enhancing our talent that we have in the kitchen. We're just going to start with this program on a lunch basis. Just one example of how technology and how things are evolving. So we're trying to look outside the box. Yeah. We do have a laundry room, a laundry service that doesn't get used in the evening and has capacity during the day. And we're looking at ways that we can maybe go and serve more laundry needs in the community as well. So those two kind of examples of ideas that we are evaluating and looking to start to really reach our full potential. And I have a staff that is so creative and staff that are working on these initiatives because they see the potential and they have the ability to execute. So we're blessed with the people that we have working at our Emmanuel Lutheran Communities for sure.
Well, Jason, you have such a wide variety of needs at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, all the way from the skilled nursing center to people who are still fairly active and fairly independent.
Yeah, we do. It's a very vibrant community from any area of living, from our independent villas to our assisted living to our memory care. We have residents that have different needs, long-term care, post-acute care, but everyone wants to live a life of purpose. And through technology, we're connecting people through iPads that we have for all levels of living, independent living to our long-term care, to connect people socially with their family members and with each other. We have an in-house TV channel that broadcasts activities and exercises. So if you are quarantined, you do have opportunities to do still be engaged. But one of the biggest things we offer on our campus is socialization. And that's one thing that's been a blessing for residents that live on campus. If they were living anywhere else, they would be alone, never seeing anyone, by themselves in their home. And what they tell us is that we see staff every day. We see our other residents every day. We have that social connectedness. And during a pandemic, it could be very lonely. And so one of the blessings is having that social connectedness for everyone to be together going through this really, hopefully, once-in-a-lifetime event, this pandemic, together. Yeah. So, and safely.
Yeah. Emmanuel is having to be creative in the marketplace as well, because let's face it, you're not all by yourself in this industry.
The aging of our Montana. Montana is the fifth fastest aging state in the country. There's 45 states that aren't aging as fast as Montana. And by the last census in 2010 showed that in 2020, one in five Montanans would be over the age of 65. And we're seeing that today. And so we're having to look at ways to continue to meet people in their home where they can age gracefully in their home, because we just can't build bricks and mortar fast enough to meet that number of people who are getting older and need a comfortable place to stay. And so we've come up with a program called Emmanuel at Home that allows people to become a member of our community without moving in. And they have ultimate choice of buying options. If they'd like to have housekeeping, if they'd like to have a meal program where they either come to our dining room once we're open to the public again, or if they want meals delivered, you know, we can do that as well. So it's create your own retirement and allow someone to know that if something does happen to them and they're in their home, that Emmanuel has your back and that we will be able to care for you, give you priority access to our long-term care, post-acute care. If it's just a short-term rehab, you don't have to scramble to find what's next. You know that if you're one of our members and something happens to you, we'll look out for you as an advocate. And that gives our residents or people peace of mind who are on the program, and also gives their adult children peace of mind knowing that they don't have to worry. If they fall in their home and they have to go to the hospital, they know that they're a member of the Emmanuel at Home program. So it's really part of the future, I think, of aging gracefully in your home. And if you ever wanted to move to our campus, you know, we'll have options for you to move in and give you priority access under that program. So lots to think about as we evolve and try to be responsive to our community.
Well, that kind of sets us up for what's in the works for Emmanuel today. And Jason Kronk will run that down for us right after this. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your life plan community, has a new option available for independent senior living. Coming this spring, The Cottages, residential living patio homes ranging from 1,300 to 1,580 square feet. These two-bedroom, two-bath floor plans come with an attached garage and covered porches. They include modern design features, such as large kitchens with granite countertops, fireplaces, and walk-in closets, making this a great way to downsize your living space while keeping your independence and having full access to all the amenities of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. For a full list of all the benefits of a true life plan community, visit ilcorp.org. That's ilcorp.org, and inquire about The Cottages. Call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. For The Cottages, a new option for independent senior living within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Our guest today is the top man at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Emmanuel Lutheran CEO, Jason Kronk. So, Jason, what is in the works at Emmanuel today?
Well, John, our organization, every so many years, or every year really, we look at our strategic plan, and we've just gone through a strategic plan update with our board of directors and our leadership team, and we've come up with top priorities of how we can remain the best for our residents, but we also look at ways we can grow and pivot to our greater community. One of the things that we're looking at through this is growing beyond our campus. And so we've formed a separate management and development company that is a wholly owned subsidiary of Emmanuel. And it is designed to help develop and manage, as a third-party manager, retirement communities in our western Montana. And so we have just entered into an agreement to, as a development consultant and as a third-party manager for a new nonprofit assisted living in Libby that's just getting started, but probably won't start construction until next year. But that's just an example of how we can work with our leadership team and our talents to help people in other communities who need a comfortable place to live. And in Emmanuel has this long history in Western Montana, where we've been affiliated with 40 ELCA Lutheran churches, and we have one of those churches in Libby as well. So we have a way that we're, you know, looking to help people get older in areas that have had a relationship with Emmanuel through our affiliation with the Lutheran churches.
Well, Jason, you make this sound so good. I can't wait to get older.
Okay.
What a great conversation as always. I always feel so inspired every time I talk with our Emmanuel Lutheran Community CEO, Jason Kronk. Jason, thanks so much for the look ahead.
Thanks, John. Glad to be part of this program.